Namaskaram to all of you. I am going to talk about a subtle thing today. We do many things. I can do many things. But before doing anything, I should put a question to myself. Can I do this? When I ask, can I do this? It's a question about my ability to do that. I may be able to do that. But that doesn't mean that you can do that. The next question is, should I do that? Can I? Is first question. I can. Should I? Is the second question. The answer may be that I should not. I could not do certain things. I should not do a few things. There is an ocean of difference between these two. Our Sanatana Dharma talks more about whether you should do or abstain from doing it. Now, talking about the difference between these two, I may be able to bluff, to lie. I can lie, but I should not lie. I can hurt someone, but I should not hurt. So the question here is whether it is right to do something or not. Whether the action has a sanction. Whether it is right or wrong. It may be doable, but still may not be right to do it. Now, who is to decide this, whether it is right or wrong? There has to be an approved authority. It can establish, it can rule that this is right. You can do, so you do. This is wrong, you should not do, so abstain from doing it. Now we land in this that, who is that authority? Who has the power to tell me to do or to abstain? There are many authorities in this world. The most common we know is government. Whether it is a civil case or a criminal issue, the government has many acts, promulgations, rules, conditions, law. All these tell me that this is right, do it. This is wrong, don't do it. So I have already given that authority to the government to rule me, to lay conditions on me, and I act according to that government. But again, it doesn't stop there. Government may be able to talk on certain things, but not on all things. To give you an example, government cannot tell you to take care of your elderly parents. They are old. Can the government pass an act that parents have to be taken care by children? They should not be ridiculed. They should be given enough care, medication. We can't say so. So the government is dumbfounded there. It cannot go ahead. But then the society steps in. Our relatives, friends, people belonging to our community, what not, to our village, they all come to our rescue and say that although the government has not laid any rule, but it's good that you take care of your parents. So again, the society is the authority here. But here a small problem is, although the society may say, it has got no legal standing to implement it. It can only give you a guidance. It can tell you, it can plead with you. But if we don't fall by that, if you don't follow that, then it has got no recourse. This is a problem with society. It has some recourse even in villages, and certainly no recourse in cities, metropolitans. But it doesn't stop with the society. it's extended further. I work to someone. I work in a company. There is an employer. Employer has the authority to lay certain specific conditions to work in that company. I have to follow those. Now, these conditions are not specified by government, not by the society, but this is being specified by my employer. I have to give that authority to him because I am paid by him. I work for him. So, employer too has the right to say do's and don'ts. I play sports. I play a game. There are certain conditions laid down by the cricket control board or whoever it is, hockey control board, whichever it is. There is a sports authority. He lays conditions. Now, there is nothing to do with the society or government. They have their own conditions. I am a patient. I go to my doctor. Nothing to do with society or government or sports authority. But the doctor has the authority to tell me, do this to take care of your health. Don't do this. Only then you will get cured. So I have to give that authority to him. He takes care of my physical ability. So physiologically, the doctor says. Economically, my employer says. Value-wise, society says. Legally, government says. So there are so many authorities. I've just mentioned a few. There may be more even. But all these people, whether the government, short-lived, society changes quickly. Employer, he ceases once I change my job. Doctor, if he doesn't cure me, I go to another doctor. Whoever it is, these people are not permanent. So the authority given to them can be taken away any moment. They may lose that authority. But my life is permanent. I live through all my 80 years or 90 years. All these people may come and go. So I am in search of an authority which is permanent in nature, which knows me right from my birth to my death, and not only with me, the individual, but knows about my father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, and many, many great-grandfathers. It knows about economics, about my physical ability, about my physiology, about the values of life, about law, and whatnot. So some authority which is all-inclusive, which can talk and take care of all the aspects which these agencies were able to do, I better choose just an authority and approve that authority to tell me what is right and wrong. I will just check with that authority whether I can do or should I do. Now, which is that authority? The oldest authority, the all-inclusive, which includes all the aspects of life, is Sanatana Dharma. Dharma, dharatiti dharmaha, that says do's, do this, don't do this. Bhagavan himself has propounded these Vedas, Shastras, so they give a guidance to us. Now we don't have a recourse. Recourse is in the mind of Bhagavan only. We can't go to a court of law, not to a social panchayat, not to your employer, not to a doctor. Keeping Sanatana Dharma book in your hand, you can't approach any legal authority to implement it. But still, there is an authority, which is a permanent authority, not an elected one, not a nominated one, but that God authority is in existence forever, eternally, and from time immemorial. So that authority is Sanatana Dharma. The word Sanatana itself means it's permanent. It has no beginning and no end. It is from time immemorial. So Sanatana Dharma takes care of all the aspects in my life and propounds that these are the do's and these are the don'ts. And it doesn't stop with my 80 or 90 years. It cuts across time. Not with India or America. It cuts across nations. Not only with one community or the other. Across many communities. A thing that can cut across any barrier. Barrier of time, limitations, geographical limitation or social limitations, which can cut across everything, of course, can be the only authority. And it can take care of my economics, my physiology, my psychology and whatnot. So that is the reason why we all depend on Sanatana Dharma. Your economics or physics will not teach you to take care of our parents. It will never tell you don't lie. Law may tell you not to lie. But even law cannot tell you that please take care of everyone in your family. If someone is ailing, someone is not doing well in his life, help him first. All those are taught. Values of life are taught by Sanatana Dharma. So we must, of course, give that approval, respectful approval to Sanatana Dharma to be the authority, to be the guiding light for my life. Hope we will do it. So the question is, not can I, not could not, but the question is, should I and should not? Let's learn that.
Namaskaram. This audio broadcast is brought to you by Sri Velukudi Krishnan Swami. To receive this broadcast every day in your mobile, kindly save this number 944-32-19021 and send a WhatsApp SMS. Enjoy this audio broadcast every day in your mobile.